Machshirin Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Kol ha-beitzim mecheskes tahara chutz mishamochrei mashke. All eggs are assumed to be tar, except for those people who sell liquids. We're talking about eggs of a chicken or another bird that people would sell in the marketplace. Regular eggs, we have to assume, you can assume are kosher, are not hechsher lekabel tumah, tahar. But people who sell liquids, and who sell them the shuk, we assume that they're always touching liquids, and touching the eggs, you're not going to be careful between touching the eggs, and between touching liquid and touching the eggs, therefore they would have wetted the eggs, and since a lot of people are handling eggs in the marketplace, and some of these people might be tameh, we have to assume that the eggs are tameh, and therefore we assume eggs that are sold by people who also sell liquids, you have to assume they're tameh. But if those same liquid sellers also, in addition to selling eggs and liquids, they also sold dried fruits, then you can assume it's tar, because dried fruits, you obviously don't want them to get wet. Therefore, every time they handle liquid, they're going to dry their hands. So you can assume that their hands will dry even when they touch the eggs. Therefore, the eggs are not ben hechsher lekabel tumah, and you don't have to worry about them being tamei. Continues the Mishnah. Kol ha-dagim mecheskes tumah, all fish are considered arechezak of tumah, because the fish would have water on them after taken from the sea. That water would render them hechsher lekabel tumah, and since they're being handled in the market, once again, if people might be tameh, you have to assume they're tameh. Rabbi Yehuda omer, chatichas iltis, v'dag ha-mitzri haba bekupa, bekuyas eispanin, hareya becheskes tumah. So these three other kinds of fish, the itlis fish, which is based on the place that it was sold, and it was usually sold in, from this place where it's found, iltis, and it generally was sold by the slice. The Egyptian fish was a very tiny fish that was usually sold in a box, kind of like sardines. And a kulyus fish was this very tender and thin skin fish that is usually found in Spain. So these fish, they tend to be alive, they live much more longer outside their water. Outside their water. By the time they actually die and become food, the water has by far dried up. Again, they live for a while after water, so the time they're dead and became into food, we can use no more water on them, and you wouldn't have put more water on them because that would cause them to spoil. So those fish, you don't have to worry about them, they can have a cheskas tahara, you don't have to consider that the word that they're tame, because we assume that they never really got the chance to become hechsher lekabel tumah. And that's in the Rav writes, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's that part of the Mishnah. Going on. Call it sir becheskas tumah, fish brine. Fish brine is the juice that comes out of the fish after you salt it. So, and this was used for lots of things, for dipping and for tasting in Talmudic times. It's a liquid. And it's considered tumah because, again, people are always handling the fish and handling the liquid in the marketplace, and they're tumah. So we have to assume it's actually tumah. Continues the Mishnah. V'yakula mama aretz neman lomar tahorin hein chutz mishadagam neshin makpidin oseh etz amaretz. And regarding all of them, meaning fish brine or the produce or the eggs, and amaretz, someone who generally was lax about the rules of tumah and tahara, is believed to say they are tahar. Except for fish. Meaning we can trust them to say that no water, liquid came in touch with them. And the reason came in also amaretz, in general, people would give their stuff to an amaretz. People who are familiar with the halachas would give their stuff to an amaretz. There's no way they ever would have done that if these people were not believed. Meaning if these people were not careful, if these people were lax about those things, then no way people would ever, who were careful to Tumantara, would ever give their stuff to Amaretz. Except for fish. Apparently, even people who were generally careful with Tumantara would still give their fish to Amaretz. And therefore, we clearly see that that they're not believed in those circumstances. Relezer ben Yaakov Amaretz, Sir Tahar Shanafel Sochomayim, Kol Shehein Tameh. So fish brine, in which a minute amount of water fell into it, is Tameh. So we're talking about, again, the fish brine was tar, and a little bit of water fell into it. Even a little bit of water, that will make it hechsher lekabel tumah, and automatically we assume it gets a cheskas tumah, because in general people are touching it. This is Lezer ben Yaakov's opinion. We paskin that way, that again, if you had a kosher, a fish brine, a little bit of water that machshered it, we'd have to now assume the entire thing was not kosher. That concludes Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah Dalet, we finally learned, we've been talking about liquid this entire Masech, now from what are the liquids that can make something hechsher lekabel tumah. Shiv and Mashkim, there are seven types. Tal, dew, mayim, water, yayin, wine, shemen, oil, adam, blood, chalav, milk, udvash, udvorim, and bee honey. Those are the seven liquids, and the Rav goes through and learns that the Pasuk reached them, that if a food comes in contact with them, it is now considered hechsher lekabel tumah. Devash, tsaraim, tahor, hornet, honey, honey made not from bees, but from, not from more, from wasps or hornets, that is tar. It's not considered one of the shramashkim, umutur ba'achila. It's one of the strange cases, and the Rav kind of explains it. That's one of these strange things where the animal itself, the bee itself, is not allowed to eat, but what comes out of it is permissible to eat. The honey is fit for consumption, even though the wasp is not. That concludes Mishnah Dalet.